three gates of wisdom. A king had a courageous, skillful, and smart only son. He sent him to see a wise old man so that he could open his mind to awareness. "Enlighten me as to the path I should take," asked the prince. "Well," said the old man, "my words would only disappear like footsteps in the sand. However, I'll give you a piece of advice. On your path, you will come across three gates. Read the sayings on each of them. You will feel you have to follow them. Do not seek to turn away. You would be condemned to live again and again the same thing. I cannot say any more. You must feel all this in your heart and in your flesh. You may go now. Follow the road right ahead." The wise old man disappeared, and the prince started walking on the life path. He soon came across a large gate on which one could read, "Change the world." "Very good," thought the prince. "This is precisely what I intend to do. There are things that I like in this world, but there are others that don't suit me." And he started his first struggle. Driven by ideal, his spirit and his strength pushed him to be confronted with the world, to conquer, to shape reality according to his way of thinking. But his heart was not at peace. He managed to change certain things, but he couldn't change other things. A lot of years went by. One day, he met the wise old man again, and he asked him, "What did you learn on the path?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned to see what is in my power and what is beyond it, what depends on me and what doesn't depend on me." "Well done," said the old man. "Use your strength to act and to focus on what you can influence. Forget about what you have no hold on." And he disappeared. Later on, the prince came across a second gate. On this gate, you could read, "Change others." "Very good," thought the prince. "This is precisely what I intend to do. Others sometimes give joy, pleasure, and satisfaction. But sometimes they also cause pain, bitterness, and frustration." He then rebelled against all he disliked about others. He struggled to change their minds. This was his second battle. Many more years went by. One day, as he was meditating on the uselessness of his attempt to change others, he came across the wise old man who asked him, "What did you learn on your path?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned that the others are neither the cause nor the source of my joys and my sorrows. Others' ways of behaving are only an occasion to reveal my tendencies and to make me aware of them. It is within me that everything takes place." "You're right," said the old man. "The others are a mirror of yourself. They make you become aware of yourself. Be grateful to those who fill your soul with joy and pleasure, but be also grateful to those who hurt you and frustrate you, because now you know what you still have to learn and the long way ahead of you." And the old man disappeared. Soon after, the prince arrived in front of a door where these words appeared, "Change yourself." "Very good," thought the prince. if I am myself the cause of my problems, this is what I have to do. And he started his third struggle. He tried to change his temper, to fight his shortcomings, to change everything he did not like about himself, anything that did not fit with his ideal. After many years of struggle, during which he had a lot of success, but also some drawbacks and some opposition, he met the old man again, who asked him, "What did you learn on your path?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned that there are things within ourselves that we can improve, and that there are others that resist us, and that we can't overcome." "That's good," said the old man. "Yes," continued the prince, "but I'm getting weary of fighting against everything, against others, and even against myself. Won't this ever end? When will I be at rest? I wish to stop fighting. I wish to give up. I wish to let go." "This happens to be your next lesson," said the old man. "But before going any further, turn around and look back at your journey." And off the prince went. Looking back, he saw that there was a different message on the third gate now that he was at a distance. And this message was, "Accept yourself." The prince wondered why he had not noticed this message when he went through the gate the first time, but of course he was in the opposite direction. "When one is fighting, one becomes blind," he said to himself. He also saw, spread on the ground around him, everything he had rejected: his faults, his dark side, his fears, his limits, and his old demons. He then learned how to recognize them, how to accept them, and even how to love them. He learned how to love himself without comparing himself, judging himself, or blaming himself. He met the old man again, who asked him, "What did you learn along the path?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned that hating or refusing a part of myself would condemn me never to be at peace. I learned how to accept myself completely." "Well done," said the old man. "This is the first stage of wisdom. Now go through the third gate again." Just as he had reached the other side of the gate, the prince saw the back of the second gate, which said, "Accept others." All around him, he recognized the people he had met in his life, those he had loved, those he had hated, those he had helped, and those he had fought. But to his big surprise, he was now unable to see shortcomings which had disturbed him so much before, and against which he had fought so much. He met the old man again. "What did you learn on your path?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned that by being at peace with myself, I have nothing to blame others for, nothing to fear from them. I have learned to accept and to love others totally." "Well done," said the old man. "It is the second stage of wisdom. You can now go through the second gate again." When he arrived on the other side of the second gate, the prince saw the back of the first gate and read, "Accept the world." "This is strange," he thought. "Why didn't I see this message the first time?" He looked around him and recognize the world he had tried to conquer and to change. He was hit by the brightness and the beauty of all these things, by their perfection. And yet, it was the same world as it used to be. He came across the wise old man who asked him, "What did you learn on your journey?" "Well," said the prince, "I learned that the world is a mirror of my soul, that my soul doesn't see the world but sees itself in the world. When it is cheerful, the world seems merry. When it is gloomy, the world seems sad. The world is neither merry or sad. It just is, that is all. It was not the world that was troubling me, but the idea I have of it. I learned to accept it without judging it, and to accept it totally." "This is the third stage of wisdom," said the old man. "You are now at peace with yourself, with others, and with the world." A deep feeling of peace, serenity, and fulfillment overwhelmed the prince. Silence was within him. "You are now ready to cross the last threshold," said the wise old man. "The threshold from the silence of fulfillment to the fulfillment of silence." And the old man disappeared.